And now Adel Abdul-Mahdi has been sworn in as Iraq's new premier as parliament votes on the formation of the country's new government. Abdul-Mahdi has submitted his list of cabinet ministers for approval by lawmakers. 14 cabinet members, including foreign, electricity and oil ministers, have been approved. Lawmakers will vote on the remaining 8 ministers at a later date. Each minister must win a vote of confidence to secure his or her position. Abdul-Mahdi has named ministers from different political blocs to form his coalition government. Earlier, some lawmakers from leading parties walked out over disputes between Iraq's political factions. During the country's elections back in May, no single party won a parliamentary majority. And now joining us is Wassam Bahraini out of our Press TV studios right here out of Tehran. Joining us, hello Wassam, and perhaps Wassam, you could tell us what happened today in Baghdad. To give us the significance of today's events, if you may.
Well, probably the most significant for Adel Abdul-Mahdi, who was the prime minister designate before this parliamentary session. After the parliamentary session, he became prime minister. And on the 2nd of October, he was tasked with forming the government by the president of Iraq, Barham Saleh, who himself assumed office that day. Under the Iraqi constitution, he only has 30 days to form a government. So he was under a little bit of pressure. The different factions that won the elections there was disagreements over who should take which post, which cabinet post. So for Adel Abdul-Mahdi, if he hadn't done what he did today and the significance of today of him, the parliament approving 14 cabinet ministers, then, and if that 30 days had gone up, then the president may, there was the possibility that the president could have selected another candidate to form a government, and that would have been the end of Adel Abdul-Mahdi. But he did approach the parliament building looking confident. He was seen smiling, waving at reporters. And the 14 cabinet ministers, as you mentioned, that have been approved, I have the list here, it's just come in a statement from Baghdad. It's the finance minister, energy minister, health, oil, electricity, very important following those protests and unrest in Basra, the southern Iraqi province, over a lack of electricity, justice, communication, construction, again, very important. That post will have a lot of work on his hands after the 3-year war on Daesh. A lot of construction on those three provinces in the north. There's a lot of building that has to happen. Agricultural, youth, industry, transport, employment, another major factor in that recent
right,
unrest.
Right, but Wassam, it seems like he still doesn't have all his things in order. Obviously, Abdul-Mahdi still has more to do. What's next now before he secures his government and takes it into the future?
Well, there's a second and final parliamentary session on the 2nd of November, and that there's 8 posts left, 8 cabinet posts, very important cabinet posts. That's going to give him some time, some breathing space, and for all the other parliamentary blocs that are in disagreement, there's going to be a lot of negotiations behind the scenes to try and agree on those 8 ministerial posts. One of them is the interior minister, Qasim al-A'raji, which reports suggest one of the blocs led by the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, he's opposed to him resuming that role. Qasim al-A'raji is very popular among the Iraqis. He led the campaign against Daesh, and when Baghdad successfully defeated that terrorist group. So that's the next session is going to be on November the 2nd. There's also reports that the Americans are pressuring certain factions, political factions in parliament, pressuring them to pick the candidate that America backs.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. We're at cut on time. We're actually a minute over time. But I want to thank you for joining us. Wassam Bahraini, everyone, political commentator, joining us out of Tehran studios there.